is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. They're located in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They are open. They have all the safety precautions in place to make sure their customers are safe along with their employees. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com to find out everything going on right now, all the promotions, giveaways, and all the action in Mount Pleasant, Michigan at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. You can also download the Eagle Access app wherever you download apps and follow Soaring Eagle on Facebook and on Twitter. Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is our number two on a Tuesday roadshow here on the patio at the beautiful Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of GR. They're open through October. You can book golf and also a stay-and-play package at TullymoreGolf.com. It's our bi-week breakdown on Michigan, Michigan State, Big Ten, and college football, along with the Lions, golf, and even Stafford out in Los Angeles. Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com will join us coming up. And also Doug Skeen, five-time Big Ten champion offensive lineman, lives on the east side of the state in his estate with his family. And he also went to four Rose Bowls. And he does the weekly Michigan football podcast at TheWolverine.com with Ballas. And we'll talk more about Michigan and Michigan State. I mean, how many of you are thinking about October 30th, Michigan 7-0, Michigan State 7-0? And they could be like number five versus number six. That's amazing. That is the biggest football game ever. I know you can say and go back to 1964 or something, but we're talking the modern era of college football. And I go back to our Tullymore broadcast in the spring and before the football season, nobody, and I'm talking nationally, statewide on this show, any guest, anybody connected to Michigan, nobody forecasted this. Now, Michigan State was playing with house money. Their fans didn't have huge expectations. And yes, they had that win over Michigan last year that seemed to make the Michigan State fan content to give Mel Tucker time to try and exceed, not just do what D'Antonio did, but exceed it. And he hit the transfer portal, and I think they had, what, 29 flips on the roster? And here they are. As Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com said, it is tough to look at a Michigan State team with pride and power, but I respect the Spartans for who they are and what they're doing, and they've exceeded my expectations. So as a Michigan fan, I tip my cap to every green and white supporter in Michigan. And I'm reading that verbatim. Wow, that was a text. And between him chomping on the Masters burger with Skeen, I feel like it's 4th of July and I'm with the Chestnut Brothers on Coney Island. They're enjoying the good food here at Tullymore. Their dining is open to the public and also open year-round, both here and at St. Ives. So if you're in the Canadian Lakes area or you just want to make a drive for a great meal, you can do it here at Tullymore. I did throw out the question of the day. What has impressed you the most about Michigan and Michigan State football in their 6-0 starts? Bob C. commented at Huge Show, as a Spartan, it is nice to see some points. Michigan's defense looks stingy, but MSU has only beat one ranked opponent, and that opponent has since lost their QB in another game. Michigan hasn't even played a ranked team. I'm not really sure what we are in terms of seeing what I need to see. Need games versus Penn State, Ohio State, and the Michigan-Michigan State game to judge. I like that. That's a well-put Bob C. Archie Hall commented, at Huge Show on Twitter, brand new mindsets and energy. Mel Tucker insists on discipline and hard work. Michigan is the same way now. I give a slight edge to Michigan, but MSU is lurking under the radar. I don't know. You're top 10 in America. I think that's on the radar. Michigan State continues to get very little national attention. No. They're number 10 in the country. Or number, what is it, 9-8, isn't it now? And Walker's in the Heisman list. He's going to win the Heisman if he doesn't get hurt. And that will be another part of the Michigan-Michigan State, which we'll talk about with Skeen and Ballas in our next segment. What Walker does against that Michigan defense will be a definition game on how good. You know, we mentioned that the front seven is grading out only second to Georgia in college football. But now when you get Walker, can they shut him down? That will be interesting. Dan Olson said, number 10 in the nation, Michigan State football, Tuck coming. Is that a hashtag, I think? I get a lot of people tell me to tuck in my golf shirt. But you reach an age and also maybe a waist size where tucking it in doesn't look cool anymore. Okay? I like that untuck. I love those shirts. I need to buy a bunch of them. Trent Weller comments at Huge Show on our question of the day, which you can answer at 1-866-838-4843 or on air and also on our social networks at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. What has impressed you the most about Michigan and Michigan State football in their 6-0 starts? Barry was the best tweets, both of their tenacity. I'm a Michigan fan myself, but you got to hand it to Sparty. They're playing really good football. Trent Weller says, Michigan running game and pass rush. State is athletic and has game changers everywhere. How many game changers does Michigan have on offense? Now, Dax Hill and Hutchinson can change a game with one play, but how many game changers on offense right now? That's a good point. Something that will be discussed during the bye week breakdown here at the Tullymore Golf Resort. A Desert Blue comments on our huge question of the day. Return of impressive wall style D. Time to take on the SEC. Dave Vandebunty, in regards to what's impressed him about Michigan, their defensive speed. I agree. Kurt Kwiatkowski, Peyton Thorne. He went from an absolutely futile offense to an explosive one. Michigan, it has to be their running game. Sofa Sports tweets at Huge Show on our question of the day. They've been able to stay unbeaten in some close calls. Will make for a great matchup if both are 7-0. Michael Luchis, the fast turnaround for MSU. Many believed at best MSU was a 5 or 6 win team, so we'll get to Ballas and Skeen. They'll comment on this. You can join us online at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. It's our bye week breakdown. Conversation with Ballas and Skeen. More on Michigan, offensively, defensively, special teams, Harbaugh. Are we talking extension? Are we talking Harbaugh getting an extension before the season ends? Ballas and Skeen will have their comments. More on Mel Tucker. Is Tuck coming to take care of business October 30th? Will they get upset this weekend at Indiana where they're a 3-point favorite? Man, 5 Big Ten teams in the top 10 like we talked about last hour. It is so cool to be here at the Tullymore Golf Resort talking about the bye week breakdown. And then that conversation on Goff and Stafford, Lions, and the NFL. And I'll deliver a huge opinion on Kyrie Irving. He's been told he can't come to work with the Brooklyn Nets, can't work out, can't train, can't practice, can't play in the games until he gets vaccinated. I think that's going to be an interesting lawsuit with the NBA Players Association and how many other NBA players will stand with him. I said it when this all began with the pandemic. I believe it will split locker rooms and teams. I believe it split America, folks. It's nothing new when I'm saying this when it comes to sports. Will though, because the NBA players have been the most outspoken professional athletes against the vaccine. And remember, there's not 85 guys like on a college football roster or 53 in the NFL or 25 or 27 based on how they've kind of upped the roster around the pandemic. Will some teams protest and not play? Will they just be cut? Like health workers have been cut who didn't want to follow the vaccine mandates. And Kyrie Irving, he's standing for his right to choose. So if you take this vaccine, what else can the NBA or the mayor of New York City or any politician tell you that you have to do? So that we're at the crossroads here. And the NBA, I will tell you, their players have been the most eloquent, to the point, and outspoken. As Draymond Green said last week, and I shared this at Huge Show on Twitter, it's not his job to tell somebody else what they need to do for themselves and their family. And that fits with every American. Politicians weren't elected to tell you what you have to do or put into your body or that of your children. They weren't. And Kyrie Irving and the NBA players, I'm more impressed because the NBA, and we've had so much politics and sports and division, but how the NBA players have spoken on this with their thoughts and their feelings and wanting to protect their freedom of choice, I find it to be part of a groundswell effort, whether it's Southwest Airlines, whether it's pilots, that the people are saying, wait a minute. Wait a minute. So the CDC director now is going to say that the vaccination won't keep the disease from spreading. It will just protect you now from serious sickness or hospital. Man, the goalposts, if I can use a sports analogy here, the goalposts have moved. My Lord, every other week, almost every other day, we're hearing something different. But thank you to the politicians and Dr. Fauci for allowing our kids to trick-or-treat and for us to celebrate Christmas. God bless America. And God bless Kyrie Irving for standing up for what he believes in. Granted, it's not the flat earth. But this is him protecting his rights. And when he signed on with the contract, he wasn't told someday, you might have to take a vaccine if we want you to. That's deemed a gene therapy, not even a vaccine, if you want to go inside and look at all the approvals. I've had the vaccine. My children have. Okay, not because Bill Gates told me to, but because I thought with my job and having to put food on the table and to protect my children, that just in case, err on the side of caution, I did it. Do I have regrets? Not now. We'll see what my health is like a year, 5 years, 10 years from now. Same thing with my children. But I applaud the NBA players, those who have chosen to get vaccinated and those who have not gotten vaccinated based on their own beliefs and principles. And I applaud the Western Michigan University athletes who, based on their religious beliefs, have won twice in court. I mean, maybe three times, to not have to take the vaccination to play college sports. So America is standing up. Some are standing up saying, I want the vaccine. Others are standing up, I don't want the vaccine. And that's what makes America great. We'll have more conversation on this bye week breakdown from the Tullymore Golf Resort after this network TO.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the fullest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement. Saguenay Eagles Landing. We're winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
This show is huge.
Hi, everyone. Former NFL running back Merrill Hodge here. Make sure you join me every Friday at 5:25 p.m. on the DraftKings NFL Power Hour with Huge on the Michigan Sports Network. We'll break down the upcoming Lions game and the biggest games of the weekend in the NFL. The DraftKings NFL Power Hour kicks off every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on the Huge Show across Michigan.
This is the Michigan Sports Network.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name-brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for my friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And they have another huge offer this week. All you have to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use that promo code HUGE when you sign up, and then just bet $1 on any NFL game, and you can win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's called a no-brainer bet on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code HUGE, bet just $1 on any NFL game, and get $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan, the only show where the people have a voice. We're all about huge opinions, big name guests. Superfly Hayes is inside the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios down in GR at the flagship location, 96-1, the game for the Huge Show. And I want to thank all the great feedback we're getting from the Detroit metro area on 93.5 FM, 99.1 FM, and 94.7 FM HD Channel 2, The Roar, Motor City Sports Talk. And speaking of sports talk, Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com. He is one of our Michigan insiders. He's joining us. And Doug Skeen, who is a five-time Big Ten champion offensive lineman, four-time Rose Bowler, and also with Chris, they do the weekly Michigan football podcast at TheHugeShow.net. So themes of the podcast on how this season has morphed into what it's been, Doug. Tell me the turning point when you guys started to say, you know what, this is really going places we didn't expect.
Absolutely. After the, I guess it would be after the Washington game, and certainly by the end of the first three games, Northern Illinois, Michigan clearly was getting good at blocking. And their base, and what Ballas and I keep talking about, and I keep identifying when we do the film breakdown thing we also do on the website there, this is a fascinating, it's a fascinating reality that Michigan is doing what Jim Harbaugh did when he played there. What we call gap down blocking, Bill, right? So you're going to down block one whole side of your offensive line, which means you're blocking the gap to the year that you're inside. You're going to smash defensive linemen to a backside linebacker and just wash it all down. And then you're going to bring a backside guard and or a tackle and or a tight end around to the front side to or a front side tight end, somebody to get that front side linebacker. It's old school power football, but out of a shotgun read zone kind of basic offensive set. And so the theme is sort of like back to the future, right? Because you can run the read option out of that stuff, and they play action off of that. But I watch this offensive line and tight ends block, and I go, yep, I remember doing that about 6 million times, that interior gap step and getting the down lineman, getting to his hip and to a backside linebacker. It's all familiar to me, so when we watch these games, I go, yeah, that's yep, I remember doing that. Mm-hmm. And these guys are getting good at it. And so we wondered, is this running attack legit? And the answer is yes, they're good at it, and they have two backs now. Two different styles and very unique and very good in their own ways. Two backs that can run this football and also two backs that can pass block, and it's a beautiful thing to watch.
So I mentioned leading into you, and we bring it up all the time because it's a fact, you're a five-time Big Ten champion. You've been around championship teams. You know what it takes to win the Big Ten at Michigan. Five rings prove that. Is this team following that path?
Yes.
Do you see it?
I see it.
And what do you see from this team that compares to those five Big Ten champions you were a part of?
There's the number one thing that stands out as you just asked me that question. The number one thing, I look at the joy and the look of admiration and love amongst the teammates toward each other. These guys clearly really enjoy playing football together, and that's been the missing special sauce in the last few seasons at Michigan. This team is having fun together and having success, and that right there is what gets football teams to championship levels. There's a lot of talented football teams in America, but if you don't have the right mix of why you're out there and what you're doing it for, you'll be good but not great. And I can tell you that all the teams that I was on, we absolutely loved each other. We were hard on each other. We challenged each other. But man, were we close. Very, very close group of guys. And that is what gets teams up over the top to win titles.
One thing I'll add to that, Bill, is that this wasn't always the case in some of the recent past Harbaugh teams. You had guys that were sitting out of practices that could have practiced, and their teammates knew it. Now, you tell me, Skeen, how you're going to feel about a guy like that if he's one of your better players, because everybody looks at those guys, right? And that's what I think Bo Schembechler always used to say, is your leaders have to be your hardest workers, and your best players have to be your hardest workers. And some of these guys just weren't. And I'm sure a lot of people know who we're talking about. We're not going to name names, but some elite players that were biding their time till they got to the NFL. And Skeen has said it many times, why is it that Michigan guys are playing their best football when they get to the NFL and not here? And it was a head scratcher. But you're not seeing that with these guys. You're seeing the leaders and the best players are the hardest workers, the Aiden Hutchinsons, the Josh Rosses, guys like that, Daxton Hills. So there's a higher level of respect among each other, in my opinion, on this team. That's brought them closer together. They're playing great team football.
Does that explain then why we witness the ascension of Harbaugh teams that we thought he was going towards, that Urban Meyer beating Ohio State, winning the Big Ten, and then a sudden drop, collapse, and you have that gap that bottomed out so much, there was a question whether Harbaugh would even stick around as coach this year. Well, if you go back to that contract negotiation, 10 months ago?
Yeah, again, you know, the old cliche that's on the walls all over that football building is the team, right? And It's a very familiar one to those of us that went through it, and even for a lot of fans who'd never played at that level, when you're out there playing for something other than yourself, and I don't care what sport you're playing, if you're giving it all and you'll You'll absolutely collapse trying for a teammate, and everybody is doing this, then you maximize your capacity, you maximize your talent, you maximize the effort, and the guys just care. They just absolutely care as much for their teammates, and it maybe even more than they do for themselves. And so if you got a roster full of guys that are just waiting for their opportunity to make their move and do things this, that, the other for themselves to get to the NFL, you can be good and you can win a lot of games. But when the stuff gets real and adversity comes, those guys tend to worry about themselves and not about their buddy next to them or across the line of scrimmage on the defense, whatever it is. So I'm telling you, it's the special sauce that makes championship teams.
And one thing you can say about Harbaugh through the players without identifying them, Chris, that he has never called out anybody by name who helped torpedo or disrupt what Harbaugh was trying to build.
You could see the disappointment in his face, though, at times when he's talking about injured players and saying, well, it's kind of up to him, as to whether or not he wants to go and so on and so forth. And I sat and watched some of these elite players really. In the Ohio State game, it looked like they were playing not to get hurt. You hate to say it, but if you go back and watch the film, and it's clear as day, and I've had people say this to me, parents of other players and stuff like that. I've had players tell me that there were parents on buses saying to their kids, whatever you do, don't get hurt, in this game. And that's crazy. I mean, that is not the goal, and that's not how you win football games. And if that's what you're thinking, then you shouldn't be playing here, flat out. And I think Jim was a little bit discouraged. I'm not speaking for him, but in my opinion, because this is a guy who would have gone out there with a broken arm if he could have been played, and that's why his comments this year about having to pull guys back who are hurt from playing in their best interest rather than begging guys, and he used the word please, saying, please, will you go out and play? You don't win that way. You win this way, and even if you're not as talented, you've got a much better team and a much better group this year, and that is one of the biggest differences between last year and this year, in my opinion.
So I think if I'm correct in saying this, that Michigan thought the road to be in the next Ohio State, Oklahoma, Clemson, Alabama is to get as many five stars as possible to get into the game with those big boy schools. And if you get them to come to Michigan, you're going to win championships. And now you combine a different academic entrance process. You combine what Harbaugh wanted from a team, right? The team, everything. And it just didn't mesh. Am I off base on that?
No, but you still need some of those elite players. That's the conundrum here.
But don't you got to find the elite players who want it?
Exactly. Yes.
Elite players who want to be part of a team.
Right. You need elite players that are football players in their DNA.
Right.
There's a difference between a football player who's a great athlete and an athlete who happens to play football.
Yep.
And I think in previous seasons, we had plenty of the former. We had plenty of the guys that clearly could, check all the boxes and the measurables in a combine test. But when the grit got real in the football game, got its most intense, they didn't meet expectations to be a championship performer. They were good, but they just didn't have that specialness. And you can look at football teams around the country and you can just tell who's got the football players and who's got high talent. It's the ones that can put those two things together that are at the elite of the game.
I think Iowa. Hey, if you my eyeball test would be Iowa looks like they got guys who want to go beat you up legally on the football field. Georgia. Both sides of the ball, Kirby Smart. Alabama has a ton of talent this year, but they may be in that situation where you have so much talent and so much talent in wait, right, in terms of up next, that the balance that Saban's been able to do with that and almost create an NFL-like mentality, that at some point that has to you can't keep that going forever. No. Before you're going to get the wrong group of kids who could take down a season. Not a program, but take down a season or two.
And that comes back to culture, though, too. And they've got it. We can say whatever we want to about how they amassed their talent and so on and so forth. And we've all seen the stories and heard the stories. But it still comes down to culture and accountability and Nick Saban, what he expects of his players.
And he holds them all accountable.
Absolutely.
And his assistant coaches.
And his assistant coaches. So that's the difference. You can try to pretend you can be like an Ole Miss and get your five stars. But if you don't have that culture, then you've got a bunch of guys that are out for themselves and they're out playing for whatever, but they're not going to win championships, and it's only a matter of time. Tennessee is another one that's kind of started to play that game, and it hasn't translated for them. So you still need the culture.
Well, speaking of culture, one note I heard in one of Harbaugh's quick, you know, TV hits, I think after the Nebraska game, that he mentioned the coaches by name. Mm-hmm. He said that they're doing a great job.
Yep.
That Gattis called a great game, that, you know, Mike has the players in position. You haven't heard Harbaugh talk too much of, you know, by name of players or assistants. And is in the screenshot of him and Hutch and Harbaugh just wanting to go to the players first before he talks to the media after the game. The transformation is like any culture inside a family, inside a business. That you can't wait to go to work. You can't wait to show up at Schembechler Hall and get ready for the next game with that team.
It's refreshing to hear Coach Harbaugh talk that way. It's a leadership characteristic when you go out of your way to make your assistants and your players the feature point, not you. And I enjoy listening to Coach Harbaugh, or any coach for that matter, that does those things. And the media wants to focus on him as the head coach, as they should and often do, obviously. But when he deflects and starts talking about Mike Hart or, you know, Coach McDonald or any of his new assistant coaches,
great
whoever
hires.
It is.
Can't say
right?
enough about those two.
They deserve all the credit, and as they should. And, of course, always when he points to the players, because this is about the players that are in this program, I always find that to be motivating for me, because it goes beyond football. Obviously, for those of us that don't play this game, we can all learn these lessons. In a moment where everybody wants to shine on Jim and he deflects to others, I always enjoy that style of leadership.
One thing, it was all about Harbaugh for that first, you know, two or three years.
Yeah,
it really was. And you wonder in this growth process and how he had to take that pay cut. The journey for Jim Harbaugh to where we're at today with his 2021 Michigan football team, he's evolved.
I was going to say, thank you for bringing that up. No more music videos. No more
signing of the stars.
None of that. It's all gone.
I was there. They had an awesome.
It's almost like, hey, Jim, the light has relit in that it's about the team and not him. I like that a lot.
And his dad gave him something, just coach the team that he keeps in his office.
That wasn't the Big Ten East coach championship band.
Wasn't the big
band.
No, but it was just
coach
the team.
I just want to make sure it wasn't that again.
And, but you can tell, and he's different. He's back to being that guy who really seems to be enjoying himself, where it seemed like a job the last couple of years. And I don't know if it was the players, the battling with the university for COVID, to play through COVID and things like that, but something's different. And his son Jay Harbaugh insisted there was nothing. He said, oh, he's always been the same guy. No. We can tell, something's you can different. Tell when yes. you look at him, that he has got that fire back in his eyes and that enthusiasm unknown to mankind that he had been lacking for a few years. And he seems rejuvenated and excited to be here again. He's been worn out at some of his previous stops, and everybody says, well, he wears people out and then he gets worn out. Maybe that happened, but he seems to have gotten it back.
Think about this for a second, though. Think about the greatest leaders you have ever been around. Me, any of us, and anybody listening to this can think, who are the greatest leaders I've ever been around? And
you're talking teams, teachers,
parents, businesses,
uncles,
parents, doesn't matter.
Right.
What do they all have kind of in common? What are the common denominators? One of them we're seeing in the football world, and specifically here at Michigan with this season and this team, you surround yourself with great people and let them do their thing. And that's exactly what we're seeing here in Ann Arbor. It's refreshing. It's the way it always was for many, many years. And I think Jim got away from that a little bit when it was about him, and now it's no longer about him. But I think that common denominator is always present in great leadership.
And showing humility at times. And Harbaugh didn't have to do it publicly when you basically took a 50% pay cut, give or take, based on incentives, which he's probably already hit already and could hit more. That, you know, you don't see none of these mega coaches in any sport ever step up and say, I'm going to take the pay cut. right? And I'm going to stay there.
It's pretty rare.
It is extremely rare. So there's a massive combination of the hiring of Hart, which kind of takes you back to what Michigan football was before this journey through, you know, Rich Rod and Brady Hoke and different ADs and everything they've been through. And now you get McDonald, who brings in this aggressive, swagger, Ravens-like D. And you look at players that McCarthy and McNamara are leaders. So now we're Harbaugh leading, Hart leading, McDonald leading, McNamara leading.
Hutchinson leading.
Hutchinson leading.
Ross.
Right.
Ross,
McCarthy,
no doubt.
Even when he's in there, you see the players gravitate towards him. Now you're loaded with leadership where you were rudderless less than a year ago.
Yeah.
Right?
The start is
across
Stuber.
The board. Yeah. Coaches, everything. You had nobody respecting coaches. You had nobody playing for anybody.
You had a quarterback who, when he was banged up and got replaced being down 17 to nothing, sulking a little bit about how well the other guy was doing. That's according to people who were there. Now, what does that say? You know, when I look at this team and I see Cade McNamara running down to J.J. McCarthy when he goes back in and throws a long pass to Daylon Baldwin in the Northern Illinois game, he's the first one down there. That is Michigan football. That's what I remember.
That is so huge.
And that's not, they did not have that.
Well, I watched this defensive front, this defensive lineman and Mozzie Smith and communicating with his linebackers. They're all talking to each other at high, you know, high intensity levels. Obviously, they're getting their call straight. But then when they make a play, they're celebrating together more than I've seen in recent years. And that, to me, is another indicator of how much they care for each other.
You have to cheer for those who are next to you when you're in the heat of battle. You have to. It was like the putt with Chris earlier here at Tullymore. When he made it, I blurted out something we can't repeat on air right now.
Was that right here?
Because and I thought it wasn't going in, and I right before it, I said, "Man, I'm rooting for you." And all of a sudden, it went in. I'm like, again, I can't bleep. Say the word bleep. And Chris goes, "Sure, you're really rooting for me." That's the love. That's the teammates. That's the humility needed on a golf course. Ballison Skeen from the Wolverine.com will join me here in about 20 more minutes. We'll talk about some of the former Michigan players and what they're doing in the NFL. We'll get to our good versus great conversation that originated here a year ago in regards to Stafford and golf. A little bit on the Lions. If you want to join in, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. It is the bye week breakdown here from the beautiful Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of GR. They're open in terms of golf through the end of October. Book a tee time or stay and play package right now. Discounts on golf and lodging. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. And they continue to build and keep building. Mike Miller from Minestrelli Builders. New construction continues here at Tullymore, and he'll join us next.
Opt in to the HUGE text chain. Text HUGE to 21000.
Hockey season is here, and we love hockey, don't we? So does BetMGM. Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with a special offer on the NHL, an official sports betting partner of BetMGM. Simply place a $10 money line wager on any game. If either team scores a goal in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code SHEPBET200. That's SHEPBET200 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy the NHL action like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code SHEPBET200 to win $200 in free bets. And if a goal is scored in any game you wager on, you're a winner. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge cheer for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So I know along the Huge Radio Network, we have a lot of people that live within driving distance to get an 18 in at Tullymore or St. Ives, maybe 36 in one day. Or if you want to do an overnight, weekend, or week stay and play package, you can book that tee time or book that stay and play package right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. They have everything you need. Great food, the beverages, the accommodations, from a twosome to maybe a big business or wedding party getting up there to celebrate. And speaking of weddings, they do weddings, they do receptions, they do business events, outings, and more. Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com. They're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Van Andel Institute Purple Community is a grassroots fundraising network powered by the dedicated volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve human health now and in the future. When you raise funds through the Van Andel Institute Purple Community, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, as well as VAI's science education programs. Learn how you can get involved at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan Tuesday broadcast with Superfly Hayes back at the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios. We're on the road here, our bi-week breakdown, talking Michigan, Michigan State football, Big Ten, Top 25. We'll get to the Lions in the NFL coming up with Skeen and Ballas from the Wolverine.com. Right now, I want to welcome in a good friend, Mike Miller, Minestrelli Builders. They handle all the building here at the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of GR. And Mike told me, busiest year you guys have ever had, huh?
Oh, it's been a great year, and we're going strong right into winter right now, so no complaints up here. We've had a wonderful summer and great fall so far, and it's awesome.
Yeah, new construction from the single-family homes to the condominiums. You mentioned 8 fresh new homes have been finished with the nice weather, and also the demand when it comes to real estate and homes here in West Michigan. So anybody who's interested, then go to TullymoreGolf.com and see all the homes and real estate you have available.
Absolutely. Or they can come visit us here on site and get a tour. We have some inventory that's available, moving ready, and we got some you can make all your selections on as well.
You know, the one thing I've noticed with Minestrelli Builders and everything you've built here on property at Tullymore, it's done differently. It's done with class. Everything is top shelf.
We want you to look at one of our Minestrelli homes and recognize it as a Minestrelli. And it's definitely, we do a lot of things just a little above and beyond, and sometimes quite a bit above and beyond. And you can tell.
Yeah, shows. I love that. It's a Minestrelli. You got to look at a home. Is that a Minestrelli? That's a Minestrelli. And that does fit with everything you have, from the condos to the single family homes. I tell everybody, go to TullymoreGolf.com, set up a visit, come up here and see for yourself what they have to offer. You have lots if somebody wanted to build a custom home.
Absolutely. Be it a golf course, lake lot, woods lot, cul-de-sacs. So, yeah, we got a lot to offer.
I've noticed over the year that I've seen more homes being built on the Tullymore Golf Course than I've ever seen before. Some really good looking homes.
Yeah, we're pretty picky on the golf course. We've minimized lots there. They're definitely a prime lot. We want to really complement the golf course with the homes that we build on there, and we have.
Yeah, Mike Miller is with Minestrelli Builders. They handle all the homes, condos, being built, the lots and everything here at the Tullymore Golf Resort. If you want to find out about the real estate, go to TullymoreGolf.com. Now, if you're looking for a full-time place to live or maybe a second home, a ton of options available for anybody listening across Michigan right now.
Yep, absolutely.
You've been working hard, haven't you, Mike?
I love it.
You do. You get excited.
I do. This has been an exciting year. I love it.
Best year ever. Real estate market, out of the pandemic. People now thinking, you know what? I can work in Grand Rapids and still live here full time at Tullymore.
Yep.
And experience all the amenities and just the great lifestyle. Mike, so good to see you again. Keep us posted what's happening with Minestrelli Builders.
You too. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Mike Miller, he is a good guy. Joining us. If you are interested in a lot, building your dream home, second home, a custom home, maybe one of the eight fresh new homes they have or the new condos, go to TullymoreGolf.com. Just click on real estate at TullymoreGolf.com. 24/7, all of our podcasts and interviews are free. You can listen on your schedule at TheHugeShow.net. Log on and listen when you want to at TheHugeShow.net.
Bad. Huge.